It's time for our Tibbetts Talk, and we welcome in Stephanie Burdick, Operations Director for the Tibbetts Opera House, getting ready in just a couple of weeks, a week and a half now, for Absolute Queen coming to the Tibbetts. And I understand tickets for that going very, very well, right?
We have a handful left, so if you're interested, then you can find them on our website at tibbetts.org or come into the admin office, and we'll help you there.
All right, some of the wintertime events going on at the Tibbetts. But looking ahead now to summer, and obviously there's a lot of planning that goes on. Months and months ahead of time for that, including one of the things that's it's a big part of, and it's obviously part of your revenue stream too, is that playbill that that everyone gets when they come to a summer theater show, right?
Yeah, I'm not much of a winter person, so I got to tell you, I'm really stoked to be preparing for summer theater right now. But we took over creating the playbill several years ago. Our graphic designer, Matt Bilkini, is just amazing, so I'm going to give him a shout out this morning. But anyway, We do have advertisements for sale. You can support as a supporter, just to show that you are supporting, and use it more as a donation towards Tibbetts, or you can actually use it as an advertisement for your business. And everybody from nonprofits to businesses to people that have events happening.
Well, thousands of people come through Summer Theater every year and get a copy of that, right?
That's true. And not only that, but we started something a few years ago that we started mailing it out, and this year we're planning on mailing it out to over 15,000 households. So that advertisement is going to touch a huge area of people. Everybody who has purchased a ticket or has been involved with Tibbetts in one way or another in the past few years. And beyond that, we do have it available online, and we do have it, as you said, available to people as they come into the theater.
All right. So if a business hasn't been contacted, organization hasn't been contacted, what's the best way that they can be a part of it then?
So the best way is to contact me, Stephanie, at Tibbetts. You can either send me an email to sburdick@tibbetts.org or give us a call at 278-6029. And again, it's as little of an investment as $150, or you could go up to $1,000+ if you want one of the premium spots.
All right. Also, Summer Theater, obviously, bringing in, you know, a cast and crew, 40+ usually every year for this. You got to put them somewhere, and that's another piece that you guys are starting to work on coordinating people who want maybe to house an actor and actress for the summer.
That's true. We have a group of individuals, cast and crew members, who are coming in, and like you said, we need some place to house them. So in the past, we have had gracious individuals who have opened up their homes. It's as little as 2 weeks or as much as 9 weeks, depending on if you want a director or a technician, a cast member who's there the whole time, or maybe somebody who's just there for one show. And it doesn't take a lot of effort on your part. Basically, they need a bedroom, they need access to a restroom, and maybe a shelf in the fridge. And you have been a houser,
yeah.
So you could speak to how easy it is, or maybe you want to talk about how hard it is having Chad live with you for the last few years. I don't think he's listening this morning. He's probably teaching right now, but I'll post this later and tag him on it.
Yeah. Chad Talon, he's our third son now, actually. So we actually call it Chad's bedroom now instead of Jason's bedroom.
Jason.
you develop friendships with the actors and actresses, but like I said, a lot of them, they're so busy in the summer. Sometimes you don't even see them hardly at all, but that when you do see them, it's kind of neat and see how they're behind the scenes putting together the stuff for summer theater, too.
So. Exactly. It gives you a little insight into their jobs and the summer theater process, because a lot of people come to the shows and they see the final product of it, but like you said, they're not really familiar with what happens leading up to that point. And it's a really fast process to actually, from the time that a design is put forward and the casting happens to the time that the show actually goes up. So a lot of times that's amazing to people, too.
So, again, if someone might be interested in doing that, what's the best way?
Best way is to contact me again. I'll be leading the helm on this whole brigade.
Stephanie Burdick from the Tibbetts with us as they get ready for Summer Theater 2022 coming up on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.